Unit 3. Stories. Reading page 31. I took a sip of cappuccino and relaxed in the first-class seat of the Eurostar train as it sped towards Paris. When I had got home from work the night before, I'd found a note from Sandra on the kitchen table. It said that she needed to get away for a few days and would come back later in the week. We had been having a few problems recently, and I had to admit that our relationship had got a bit boring since our youngest daughter had left for university. After rereading Sandra's note, it suddenly occurred to me that the following day would be exactly 25 years since Sandra and I first met in Paris. We had always celebrated this date together, but this time she had obviously decided to spend it away from me. I decided to catch the first Eurostar train the next morning. Soon after the train arrived at the Gare du Nord in Paris, unsure of where I was going, I bought a ticket and went straight down to the metro. As the train rushed through the black tunnel, I found my mind going back to that day, 25 years before. I'd only been there a few minutes when a gorgeous young lady came up and asked if she could join me. She had a thermos flask of coffee and a bag of fresh fruit. Coming out of the metro, I realized I was quite close to the Tuileries, so I decided to see if I could find our bench. I paused at the gates of the gardens, wishing that Sandra was with me. I eventually went through the gates and walked along the path, past the same green trees, statues and flower beds.
"May I join you?"
it said. Startled, I turned around. In disbelief, I watched as my wife, holding a thermos flask of coffee and a large bag of fruit, came round and sat next to me. She looked wonderful. She'd had her hair done and was wearing a floral print dress. "Sandra," I exclaimed.
"I was hoping you'd come, Bill."
She smiled.